Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 29, Part 11. Celestia's eyes hardened.
Well, if someone took their duties more seriously, perhaps I might have the chance to let my mane down. I am more than dedicated to my duties. I simply know how to enjoy myself as well.
Luna shot back.
Like this morning?
Celestia challenged. Luna could see the slightest hint of victory in her sister's eyes. Luna raised her hoof and lowered it again.
That was a somewhat unique situation and still had to deal with my duties. Duties.
Celestia cocked her head with a raised eyebrow. After a moment's pause to consider, Luna answered.
Yes, I was preparing for Twilight's safety, and it was more draining than I expected.
Twilight leaned in and nuzzled Luna again.
You don't need to worry about me so much. Certainly not so much that you oversleep and miss raising your moon.
Luna looked down and was met by Twilight's lips kissing her. She happily leaned into it to taste and savor her betrothed lips and a hint of the sweet tea that she had been drinking. A soft hum of contentment escaped Twilight as she let her eyes close. Celestia looked as if she was calmly watching, but Luna knew better. She held up a hoof, indicating that her sister should wait. The faint hum of magic caused Luna's ears to twitch towards the doorway. Out of the corner of her eyes, Luna could see Cadence's blue aura. The door swung open, letting said princess and her husband into the room. A soft giggle escaped the pink princess.
I can see I'm not needed here.
Twilight jumped back again, a cute blush warming her cheeks. If it wasn't for Luna's wing, Twilight would have fallen off of her chair.
Cadence!
Twilight called out, her extra volume half from excitement at seeing her old full sitter and half from embarrassment.
Sunshine?
Cadence started. Twilight teleported from her seat and proceeded to do a very appealing little dance, shaking her flanks. Luna wondered if Twilight knew exactly what she was showing off to the rest of the room. There should be no way Cadence was unaware. The two younger alicorns finished their little greeting and Twilight almost tackled both her brother and sister-in-law.
Twilight Air!
Fought its way out of shining armor. Naturally, Cadence could take a proper embrace. Luna let her eyes wander over Twilight. She was looking so forward to what fun could be had with another pony that could survive her full affections. A rather sheepish-looking Twilight released her brother, quickly checking him for injuries.
Since when did you get so strong?
Shining Armor said, rubbing his neck, which would likely be bruised in the morning.
Oh, you know, part Earth Pony and also been doing some working out with Rainbow.
Twilight said. The fact that Luna wasn't aware of it was interesting. She would need to check with her Night Guard later and see why she wasn't informed. Luna let her eyes rake over Twilight for a moment, her mind covetously imagining how Twilight might look after years of physical training.
Yeah, well, at least I don't have to worry about Cadence taking lessons with a Wonderbolt and becoming super strong.
Shining said with a hint of relief. Cadence met Luna's eyes, and she didn't like the necessity of keeping secrets, like how powerful alicorns really were.
You could just tell him the truth.
Luna projected her thoughts to Cadence, while showing a warm smile.
It will bring you both peace of mind.
Cadence looked to Celestia, who slowly shook her head. Again, it was Celestia in charge, but the waking world and the day were hers. Luna would need a better reason than not liking something to defy her on this. Twilight used her wings to pull the two members of her family towards the table.
It has been an exciting few days and I am starving.
Luna wondered if the element of honesty would think that was a lie, as alicorns couldn't starve. Or if they had enough flexibility to know that Twilight was just saying that she was hungry and was not yet fully used to being an immortal alicorn.
It is so nice to see Twilight without that dark line of sight directed towards Celestia. I don't think I've ever seen a pony go from near murderous to a hopeful neutral ever, let alone this quickly. What can I say? I do good work. But most of it is due to Twilight's nature. Once the facts were given to her, it was not too difficult to encourage her. In fact, my little oversleeping vastly improved the situation. How so?
Luna gathered a small bit of her power and waited for Cadence to take her seat, then granted her a brief half-second daydream. She let her see Twilight turning up decked out for war to rescue Luna, and the conversation that happened after.
That was very well done, Auntie. I'm not sure you could have handled that better in terms of restoring their relationship. Oh, and why were you late? I hear it was something to do with a pretty little mare that you stole from your sister.
Luna could just imagine Cadence with a too-wide happy grin and intense eyes. Luna could see the slight change in Cadence's eyes that she had still not learnt to conceal. She was using her talents to view her domain. Cutting off any comments her niece might have had, she spoke first.
Yes, Candace proved to be infatuated with myself, and it may have turned out to not be entirely one-sided.
Luna schooled her mental voice to sound neutral. She didn't want to give Candace any more information that she could gather by viewing her heartlines. She still didn't know what fate had planned, and didn't want to burden her niece with such dark thoughts, nor alter things without consideration. Cadence snorted.
Now that's an understatement.
Cadence,
Shining Armor said, dragging Cadence away from the mental conversation just as Luna had hoped.
Yes, honey?
Cadence asked innocently.
Everything all right there?
Shining Armor said, taking a seat next to his wife. Cadence nodded and moved in, giving Shining Armor a quick kiss. Luna's eyes went to Twilight. She wanted a kiss too. Twilight offered no resistance and Luna enjoyed it very much. Twilight's wingtips started straying a little further than was acceptable at the dinner table. A few small motes of flame rose from her mane. Cadence was glaring at Luna. Luna almost shifted her body so Shining Armor couldn't see what was happening. As much as she wished for Twilight to continue, she spoke up in whisperspeak.
Twilight, we have company.
The flames vanished and she looked mortified, more so as her brother looked to her.
So, Twilight, how are you two getting along?
Shining asked with a bit of concern at his sister's expression. Twilight, for her part, said,
Well, I think I have not exactly done anything like this before.
You've not read a book on this?
Shining Armor inquired.
Well, I have, but I wasn't rescued by nor had to fight my way to Luna, so they're proving less than useful.
Twilight said, still a touch sheepish.
You have nothing to be ashamed of.
Luna said, trailing a feather along Twilight's back. Her expression shifted, warring between shame and excitement. Did she enjoy exhibitionism? After a moment of consideration, she tested. By the fact that Twilight had to flash cast an illusion spell to hide her reaction, the answer seemed to be yes.
Luna, have you no shame?
Cadence shouted into her mind as she distracted the Pink Mare's husband.
No.
Luna almost hissed in pain as Cadence's grooming spell ripped over her body and removed any evidence of what had just happened. The spell work was much kinder to Twilight. Celestia subtly spread her Pegasus magic around the room and moved all the revealing scents away from Shining Armor. Cadence was still glaring at Luna, so another distraction was needed, and this would further her plans for after dinner. Shining Armor was just to turn to ask Cadence a question, likely what was going on when Luna struck.
So, when were you gonna tell Twilight that you had her brother in your harem?
Twilight and Shining Armor both froze in disbelief. Twilight recovered first, despite her previous distraction. Looking to her brother, her face looked relieved at his growing confusion.
Haha, very funny, Luna.
Twilight said. Luna leant towards Twilight.
Who said I'm joking? Check the registration documents from the Solar Oath.
I think I would have noticed something like that.
Shining Armor contested.
Seriously, sweetie, I thought you would have noticed something like that too.
Caden said, pulling him into a hug.
At least you never actually made use of that part of the Solar Oath.
Huh?
With Shining Armor's most eloquent of responses, Twilight looked at Cadence.
You knew? Yes, I took a look at that contract, and it's right there in the small print.
Cadence said rather simply.
What small print?
Twilight asked.
Have you looked at it since your ascension?
Cadence inquired.
No.
Twilight trailed off.
Then look again in the decorative border at the bottom.
Cadence said.
What sort of pony feathers is that?
Shining Armor managed to pull himself from his daze.
It's illegal to hide illegal texts like that.
Twilight held up her hoof.
Unless it's written backwards in Old Ponish.
What sort of law is that?
Disbelief was clear in Shining Armor's voice.
A very old one. I found out when I was looking in a mine in Luna's situation.
Twilight added.
Sounds like the sort of law Discord would have to come up with.
Shining Armor lightly lamented.
He did inspire it, but no, it is one of mine and my sister's jokes that ended up being enshrined in the legal code.
Luna added, and Celestia interjected.
Though it does actually serve a useful legal defense, it's so that nobility can't try to force me or any other princesses to marry one of them, provided said princesses also used illegal language. More importantly, it also lets us shield ponies under our wings. Any whom would interfere, unwelcomed with one of our harem members, can be punished for treason at the princess's discretion.
Cadence added.
Though I am honestly surprised Sister let such a fine specimen as you go.
Luna said, looking at Shining.
So, if I'm understanding this correctly, if I don't have a guard or subsequently a harem, I could somehow be forced to marry a noble? How does that work?
Twilight asked.
Lots and lots of nagging and whining.
Luna said, her disdain for the nobility plain on her face.
We managed to get it so that we can pick our potential partners from harems. So unless a noble is willing to become our property, they will never marry one of us.
Celestia added.
So is that why I was made as Cadence's guard?
Shining Armor asked.
Yes, for your protection, and to mean that you were mine.
Cadence purred softly on a Shining's ear.
Though one wonders about your plan to induct Twilight into your guard, if she failed to ascend.
Luna questioned.
Wait, were you interested in Twilight?
Shining Armor asked with surprise.
Oh, how could some pony not be interested in such a wonderful mare?
Cadence asked her husband. Luna could see by her eyes that Celestia was conversing with her fragments again. Shining Armor looked back at his wife.
Are you saying that you're interested in my sister?
He teased. Cadence blushed a little bit, but said with confidence.
Yes, but only if you didn't want me.
She parried.
And yet you rejected me.
Luna sent to Cadence.
Well, of course, you're too old for me. Besides, I was already dating Shining.
Cadence responded. Shining Armor just hugged his wife and gave her a quick peck on the cheek. Twilight spoke up.
Too late now for either of you anyway.
She then reached up and kissed Luna, while wrapping a wing around her. The food was brought in. Well-trained waitstaff populated the table in an impressive speed, given no dimensional pockets or teleportation used to achieve it. She could appreciate the skills of Celestia's staff, but almost all of it seemed bland to Luna. One of the staff stood out to Luna. She dreamed of being a singer one day, or finding love when approached by Noble as she sang in the flower garden, going about her duties. The servants left as rapidly as they arrived. They were almost like a reversed plague of locusts, leaving plentiful food wherever they passed. I'm just imagining Celestia staring and looking at the display in front of her, because I can't imagine being in that kind of awkwardness. Anyways, let's get on to our confident donators. Top donators are 630, Peter Coulthard, J10 Man, Darkside, Only One Thing, and Twinkie. Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Sword Brother and Mordred, Omicron Lyrae, Will, Chris, Dospo, Delta Omega, Jack Hatch, RuneScyther9852, Madman Stan, Leslie Prickett, Drake Love Dragon, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGot12, Sorcerer Constantine, Hudzaza, Convair, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.